Winning the hearts and minds. Welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
When 21-year-olds are calling in airstrikes trying to keep their 19-year-olds alive, it's very humbling. And when they put their lives at risk to be between guys like me doing a little bit of good and folks that are trying to bring you harm, it's very humbling and very challenging.
That's Tennessean Lewis Buck, the former deputy commissioner of the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, who recently spent a year's service on behalf of the United States working to help improve Afghanistan's agricultural industry.
So that's what we primarily did, was try to find dollars other than tax dollars to invest in Afghanistan, put at risk. And so we moved around the country working with both command and civilian forces, trying to get business and economy going in Afghanistan so we can get our guys home.
And Lewis Buck says a lot of the work he was doing on behalf of the Pentagon was working to secure investments to help transition the Afghan people to be better equipped in sustaining their country when it comes to producing their own food and fiber.
Lumber made sense, but mostly food processing, trying to turn their wheat into wheat flour, or do things, saffron's big. Those kind of activities. Other teams had oil, gas, mining, but we were pretty much agriculture and seeing if it made sense to put some money in or find investors for. What we primarily did was try to motivate global foreign investment to put their money at risk in Afghanistan and restart a Soviet-era factory that made clothing or something like that, or processed foods.
And while Afghanistan has a long way to go to be a self-sufficient country for producing their own food, Lewis Buck says he feels they did make a difference in getting them on the right track.
I think we made a difference. It just takes a long time. Afghanistan is near the bottom of the list of places to do business in terms of corruption and resources.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.